Welcome to the Big Daddy Cade Blues Show, Blues You Can Use, where we bring you the best of the blues and everything that comes with it. Join us as we groove, jam, and chat with some of the hottest local as well as national and global artists around. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, our host, Big Daddy Cade.
Hey, this is a thing that I put together, and I called a good friend of mine in on this thing right here. Talked to Dave at the radio station, the owner of this here whole establishment, and he invited me to come down and do a talk show with about the blues. And I said, well, wait a minute. Let me think about some nice guys that I know that could do this here with me that would be a great fit for what I'm trying to do. And I called Mr. Jeep. I said, Jeep, got this here program. I want you to be a part of it. Said, no problem, my man. I say, because you do the outlaw songwriters. And I say, I'm all about the blues and trying to promote young people and people that's got CDs and stuff like that all around in the community and trying to get young folks up to try to help them out to do things too. And I say, well, what about Juke Junk Johnny? I say, he has a CD. And I say, on my side of this thing, I want to promote local entertainers that have their own material. It's good enough that people understand what people are doing for cover stuff, but you got a lot of musicians like the three of us, and myself and my wife is also writing some music too. And, you know, about what we're all about. We know the Stevie Ray Vaughan and all of this, to Jimi Hendrix, but people would like to know where we are. And what we're doing, yeah.
Yeah, we got our own feelings on things and, yes. And our own spin on it. That's why I love songwriting. I'm more into the songwriting side of it.
Right.
Y'all are much more into the performance. I do get fortunate to play with people once in a while. I've played with both of y'all.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that you allow me to do that.
You're a great entertainer, my friend. Thank you.
I'm deeper into the songwriting and... You know, you're into the blues, and you have a wealth of knowledge.
Thank you much, sir. And I tell you, it is a pleasure, like I say again, to have both of you guys in the office with me, right along with Bootsy on bass guitar. And I brought some material in, you know, hopefully somewhere along down the line we can get some people called in, because I was hoping that we'll be able to give away a couple free CDs of each and every one of us, because I have one or two to bring in. We'll probably do a music trivia. The first person call in, we hear somebody talk, if that's available, and make sure they come down to the station. We sign the CDs for them. And also, I talked to Dave. We're planning on to put out a big blues and songwriters festival before the summer's over. And right now we're figuring out where we're going to have it at here at the resort. And, so it's going to be a lot of fun. A place that you can bring kids out, you know, have different venues, people eating different foods, plus food trucks. It's just going to be a lot of stuff involved to get this here ball rolling. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What you got going on, Juke?
Well, I just celebrated my 75th birthday.
All right.
So I'm not running the roads like I used to, but I'm lucky enough to get a phone call every now and then, and we'll play regionally. There's a couple of blues jams that I will sometimes go and sit in. I also play with a band out of Columbia, South Carolina, Elliot and the Untouchables, and... This is a band that's been together for nearly 30 years. Elliot's guitar player, and of some note, several CDs. I get to play some pretty nice gigs with those guys and enjoy that a lot. I really like the ensemble thing, and those guys get back to the real deal, the Chicago kind of stuff. And so I'm happy to be able to do what I'm doing still. So that's pretty much it for me.
Yeah, I think we're all fortunate to still be able to do this. Big Dave, didn't you and Bootsy just get back from San Francisco?
We just got back from San Francisco doing the B.B. King tribute. We go out there like three or four times a year. We just got back, did a show at the Forte Jazz Lounge, the B.B. King tribute show, and we'll be on tour this summer, Duluth, Minnesota. When we come back, we'll be on our way to Vegas with the tribute show. Each place where I play, I have blues masters, the West Coast blues masters, Minneapolis blues masters, and, you know, Charleston, South Carolina blues masters, Vegas blues masters. But all these guys know the material. Well, and my wife and I, we just fly out and just do the show.
You are the B.B. King tribute artist.
Yes, I am. Authorized by Mr. King and his family. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's a blessing, because I knew him very well. You know, he treated me just like one of his sons.
Well, you bear an uncanny resemblance to him.
Well, thank you, sir. You know, as they always say, we all have a twin.
Doppelganger.
And a twin somewhere.
Yeah.
See, that's just like you. When you put your hookup on, Dwayne Allman right there, you know, And I tell you, and Greg Allman, you definitely one of those cats, man. You get hooked up, you'd be like, oh my God.
I'm afraid my doppelganger is the ugliest kid in the eighth grade.
Well, I have a face made for radio.
Yeah. All my ripples have turned to wrinkles.
Do you guys have a couple extra CDs that you would like to give away to some of the people that would call
in? Well, I can certainly make sure that there's some that are out here.
Did we bring a few with us from you guys' secret stash?
No, we didn't.
We did not bring them. People out there in radio land, if you listen to me, I apologize. Big Daddy, I apologize. And we want to make sure you guys get a chance to listen to some of these great songs, such as, Juke Joint Joining's put together. He's got a nice one called
Short Fat Fanny. I'll be singing to you about you, Short Fat Fanny.
Oh, yeah. Juke has got quite a few great ones on there, too. I like the one, Running from the Devil. Well, that's a good one right there. But all of them are good, you know. And, I have quite a few on my CD, too. We're going to play some of these here songs in a little bit.
Big Daddy, you spent time up in around Minneapolis.
Yes.
And as long as I've been involved with blues music, I've always that's been a hotbed. That's one of the hotbeds of the country where blues is still being played.
Yes.
Being originally from near Rochester, New York.
Okay.
That's right on Route 90, and that's so the thruway, the New York State Thruway or Route 90. All those blues guys out of Chicago and the Midwest would get on Route 90 and go from Chicago to Boston and back, you know?
Yes.
So I was really lucky to get to listen to a lot of great, great folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my last recording in the recording studio up there was in Minneapolis, not too far from Prince Radio Station and his recording studio. So, yeah, the guys up there in that area, one thing I like about Minnesota musicians a lot, they are willing to share where they play, when, who to talk to, cut through the red tape. These guys are on it. I have to give them a big, big plus for that.
It's a community.
Yeah, it's a community, and they do it very well.
Yeah.
And they're not like, I don't want you to put, no. These guys, if I don't know, I get right back to it. And they do that.
Yeah.
And it's just like, wow. Everybody works up there.
Yeah.
And the money is still good. You know, as we all know, they're like a roller coaster up and down. But there, it has not changed. And in the big blues festival seats about like 300 to 400 to maybe like 2,000 people when they have the blues festivals out there. And you're right, it's just a great place.
A lot of great musicians, blues musicians from up there, man. There was I don't know if you might remember a group called Short Stuff.
I know Short Stuff.
Yeah.
A good friend of mine is his keyboard player, Junior Bradley.
I talked to Junior the other day. Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yes, I talked to Junior quite a bit on the telephone.
I spoke with him. He was with, who the hell was he with?
Was he with the Fabulous Storm the Birds?
No, he was traveling with Ronnie Earl.
Okay, Ronnie Earl, yeah.
In Rochester, and I saw the piano player, and I said, are you Junior Brantley? Yeah, how do you know that? I said, well, I know about short stuff, Jim Leiben and all that.
Yep, Jim Leiben.
And
and West Side Andy.
And he was, West Side Andy is another great one. Yeah. R.J. Michaud.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think. One of Muddy's, George Buford, Mojo Buford used to live up there.
Mm-hmm.
He played with Muddy for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. And you're absolutely right, man. These guys are great. But Junior Brantley and I, we stay in contact quite a bit. And actually, he's the one who taught me how to become a better B.B. King tribute artist, because back in the day, he was a Little Richard artist.
Oh, yeah.
And his son is the number one Michael Jackson tribute. Oh, yeah, Damien is spot on for Michael Jackson. Every move, every step, he's been all over the planet, you know, because he works with a show I work for, too. It's called Legends in Concert. You have to look like that person. You have to dress like that person. And back to Junior. Junior told me, he said, hey, Big Daddy, very smooth voice, never gets upset. He said, look, he said, if you want to be like B.B., he said, you got to watch him, watch his videos, do your research. I said, yeah. That's when I was learning the craft. And he said, that's what I did with Little Richard. And, man, I thank him for it today. I just have so much respect for Junior.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear he's still around.
Yeah. He is.
Yeah, cool.
I mean, if I had my phone, I'd call him and let you talk to him.
I'm sure he wouldn't remember me.
Oh, he's got a sharp memory now. Yeah, he ain't gone yet.
Yeah. You guys are much more well-traveled than I am.
Well, you're still a musician. It don't make a difference. It's in your heart, baby. That's why it's all there, right? It's all right. That's what it's all about. And, you know, like I say, I wanted to get on the point as far as talking about, you know, some of the places I wanted to talk about as far as music being played in Somerville and different places, venues to go to. One that I consider to be the best blues spot in my mind is Trolley Pub. That's mine.
Yeah.
But, and then the next one is Montrose.
Yeah.
I have, you know, those are the only two that I know about that I would care to talk about on the radio station.
Well, Willie D does a really cool thing at Trolley Pub.
Yes.
Once a month.
Yeah, kudos to Willie D. He has come off a couple of bucks to have really good people show up.
And
he runs it really well.
And he's not affiliated with Trolley Pub at all. Not at all. Other than supplying entertainment once a month and not getting paid for it.
Yeah. He
comes
does
out of
a great
his own
job.
Pocket to bring people
I know.
In. Yeah.
But when you own the big, Willie D, a big construction company, I mean automotive company that repaints trucks, Willie. Yeah, not small trucks.
Yeah, Duster House Trucking is they refurbish and they do body work on a lot of major truck for a lot of major trucking companies around here.
And he's blessed.
Yeah. Well, and he is a committed musician, Willie D.
Yes, he is. You know, even when he had his hand busted up, he was still trying to play. Yeah. The doctor said no. He's like, I mean, one night we was playing, and he busted his finger. His wife got upset, blood shooting all out of that hand, and he's still playing. I'm like, get down. Like, no.
I used to play with him at the old, it was the, I think it was the Low Country Blues Club back then. But it was the blues club at Cumberland's. Met once a month at Cumberland's.
Mm-hmm.
And geez, that was
The Low Country Blues Society. That was Gary.
Yeah, Low Country Blues Society. That's what that was.
Yeah. Oh, that was fun.
That was fun.
Of course, we're going back a minute, and we were all a lot younger. And our what are now wrinkles used to be muscle ripples back then. And I had a big time.
Step out and tell them to turn the AC down.
Yeah, big time. Big time at Cumberland's was a fun place. Yeah, Gary Irwin was responsible for having major blues acts come to through Charleston.
Yeah.
I think for 19 or 20 years or so, he did the Blues Bash. And
there's a rich blues history in Charleston. You know, there's always been like the Low Country Blues Society, Low Country Blues Club. You know, there's the Low Country Blues Connection now. There's been several evolutions, but there's always been some kind of underlying blues scene in Charleston. Probably not as much as what we'd like to see, because a lot of people come here for the beach, and you've got your beach music and all that. And please don't anybody get mad at me, but you got a lot of strummers in this town that sit there with an iPad and, you know, they're doing whatever the latest stuff is. And that's cool. Mm-hmm. They're working.
Yeah, but you know, like you say, Jake, you know, you gotta pay your dues, yeah, such as ourselves and stuff, you know.
Yep. Yep.
And people have more respect for what you do than the other thing we just talked about. And you know, you gotta hit the grind, man, and like I say, pay your dues, because that's when you're gonna get your true feelings. When you sitting there playing this his stuff without all that other stuff, it's just you and the guitar screaming and talking. Now you're talking business.
Yep.
And that's what it's all about.
Yep.
And it's just like on the cowboy movies. I remember when I was young, I used to see the harp players sitting out there playing it with the cowboy movie and playing to the cowboys and the cows and the coyotes. I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. You know? and they weren't playing blues now, but they was just, I'm like, oh. Look.
And everybody was listening.
Yeah, yeah. And see, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, yeah. You know. I remember hearing on an interview with Honey Boy. He said, yeah. He said, I used to play the blues. He said, a lot of time. He said, I didn't change the chords. He say, he called it a piece. I played the same old piece, but I changed the lyrics up. me and Hubert Sumlin played with Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Hubert Sumlin. Him and I, we sat down, we done shows together. And back in Wisconsin, Prairie Dog Blues Fest, quite a few other places. And he say, young man, he say, you know, what's your name? I say, Big Daddy. He say, look at here, Big Daddy. He say, now, you like what you're doing? I say, yes, sir. He said, no, don't say Miss Sir. He said, my name is Hubert Sumlin. I say, yes. He said, this is what you do. If you find that you like doing what you do, because when anybody say, keep doing it, as long as you happy, it's going to be all right.
Oh, I agree.
He told me, he say, a lot of times people ain't agree with you what you're doing. And he did his thing, and he's always, you got to be able to just do it the way you do it, and it's going to be all right. I say, thank you very much, Hubert. He said, you remember that now. You young man, I'm passing it on to you. I say, all right.
Yeah. You know, I think maybe some of these people might want to hear a little bit of music.
Sure.
And, you know, since this is about original and songwriting and all, how about it, Big Daddy? How about you break us in here with...
Yeah,
good.
Turn us around a little.
You and your lovely wife, Bootsy.
Give me a key.
Thank you.
What you like?
Well, I tell you what. You know, if you young men can just give me a C and a F. It goes like this. C minor.
Okay.
Baby, all night long. swear to you, darling, everything will be alright. If you let me kiss you one more upon your ruby lips, then I swear to you, darling, everything will be alright. Oh, would you?
So did you grow up north in Chicago?
South side of Chicago. The person that started me, got me all fired up playing the blues, was this man by the name of Mr. Rush. Sorry out there, people in radio line. That's what's called gremlins is in the house. But anyway.
Well, this is totally unrehearsed and totally unplanned, so we just got to wing it in.
This is a live performance, so as they always say, as BB always say, anything can happen when it's live.
Off to muscle music.
How about Short Fat Fanny?
What can you add, Jim?
Get the little refrain, okay? Just follow G.
I've been listening to you, brother. I got you.
Something by the day is on my mind. She's got a short fat fanny,
short fat fanny.
She's got a short fat fanny, short fat fanny. She's got a short fat fanny. I gotta see her shake that thing. When she's in the club, she can't sit down. She out on the floor shaking that thing all around. She's got a short fat fanny,
short fat fanny.
She's got a short fat fanny,
short fat fanny.
She's got a short fat fanny. I gotta see her shake that thing. Come on, shake that thing, baby. Thank you.
I can't be to blame. If them rivets bust loose, I can't be to blame. She's got a short fat fanny.
Short fat fanny.
She's got a short fat fanny.
Short fat fanny.
She's got a short fat fanny. I can see her shake that thing.
Shake that thing.
Shaking that thing all around. She's got a short fat fanny.
Short fat fanny.
She's got a short fat fanny.
Short fat fanny.
Baby's got a short fat fanny. Yeah, I'll see her shake that thing. Now when she's under four people, she needs her space. Looks like two puppies in a pillowcase. She's got a short fat fanny.
Short fat fanny.
Baby's got a short fat fanny.
Short fat fanny.
She got a short fat fanny. Yeah, I don't see her shake that thing. Shake that thing. Off the muscle music coming to you live.
WBFF. Y'all, we're live here at the radio station.
7 on your radio dial.
And you got it. Hey, we're going to turn Mr. Jeeva loose on one of his. And ladies and gentlemen, like I say again, if you're listening to us, I hope that you are. This is a live performance. Nothing has been pre-rehearsed. And we're listening to you guys, telling you a little story about the blues, songwriters, and all this good stuff coming up. And we hope you're enjoying the show. We'd like to thank the radio station for having us here on this here show and having us all get together here in good time, like I say.
Time to take a quick break, but don't go too far. More blues and good times coming up after these messages. Stay tuned.